Sharei Haraz, Svarik Congregation in Teaneck. Svarik Tshuva of the weeks. The question. Let's start getting into Pesach because it's Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach. It's right, 30 days for Pesach. That Sholim Dorshim Binyano Shel Pesach. We should start dealing with Pesach. Many, many halachot regarding Pesach, regarding Hilchot Chol HaMoed, Hilchot Yom Tov. Just going to talk about a little bit this week about the earliest time to start the Seder. So the optimal time to start the Seder is after Tzeta Kochavim. Now, what does that mean, after Tzeta Kochavim? So the Svardic way, the Yalkut Yosef keeps on emphasizing, is 13 and a half minutes, 20 minutes. So you could probably get away with 13 and a half minutes, though 20 minutes would be better. And the question is, well, what about waiting Rabbeinu Tam? So should you go all the way till 72 minutes after Shekiah to be Machmir? So in theory, it is better to be Machmir and wait for Rabbeinu Tam, says Yalkut Yosef. But the problem is like this, is that, you know, you're going to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, which is nice. He calls it elsewhere, he calls it Chumrah Chashuvah, very important Chumrah. However, the problem is here, it's going to come at an expense, that they're going to be little kids at the table, and you're going to wait till Rabbeinu Tam, the little kids are going to fall asleep, and you're going to lose the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah, v'igata l'bincha. So he says, if you have little children at the Seder, you or anybody else at the Seder that's just not going to be able to make it, their enjoyment or they're getting out of the Seder, what they need to get out of the Seder is not going to happen. If you're going to delay for Rabbeinu Tam, to be Machmir Rabbeinu Tam, the Chumrah is going to actually turn out to a Kula, turn to a leniency or a Zilzul and Mitzvot. It's just not worth it. So you always have to be smart about, you know, you're going to take a Chumrah, you're going to go beyond Halacha, that's very nice. But the question is at what cost? So here you're going to follow the baseline, if necessary, to start at Tzedek Chochavim. But you want to get to the mitzvah as soon as possible, and you should be prepared to start right after Tzedek Chochavim. Now the question is, well, what if you really need to do early for whatever reason? So believe it or not, he says, b'diavad, you're okay. I guess shatat chak, it was really a rough situation, you can do kiddush after Shekiah. And what is the basis on this? Because we have a mitzvah of being mosif mechol lakodesh, and you're supposed to add from the Yom Tov. You should start early, and even though Tosfot say that the first Mishnah tells us avrei psachim lo yochal filo anish b'Yisrael shetachshach, shouldn't eat until choshech, until tzedek chavim, sounds like only tzedek chavim, just like Korban Pesach has to be eaten balayla, everything of the Seder has to be done balayla. Well, that may be just for the mitzvah of matzah. But for the kiddush, you would be yotzei with kiddush if it's done after Shekiah. So it's only b'shatat chak, if there's a very great need that you could move it earlier. But certainly for the mitzvah, some of the other mitzvot alayla that are very Pesach related, not just the kiddush, which is for any Yom Tov, but though Kiddush has an aspect of Yitzchak Yad Mitzrayim as well, as we know. And nonetheless, certainly for Matzah and the Mitzvah of Magid, or even, he writes in the Yalkut Yosef, even for the Tibul, you should wait till Choshech. And certainly that's not hard to do with the Svardic standard that it's that the Yalkut Yosef keeps on saying, that's fundamentally 13 and a half minutes. So wait till... If you really shatat chai, you can start the kiddush a little bit earlier, you wash, but wait for the tibul, that first dipping, wait 13 and a half minutes after Shekiah, and I think that would do it. Wishing everybody a great day, and much bracha, and much briyut.